Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Ag Media Briefing. USFRA, as it is better known, consists of more than 80 farmer and rancher-led organizations and industry partners. Its goal is to restore consumer trust and confidence in today's agriculture. This briefing will recap the USFRA annual meeting, the Food Dialogues event, and the announcement of the Faces of Farming and Ranching finalists, all conducted yesterday here in New York City. We have a lot to talk about, so I'll start by introducing the chairman and vice chairman of USFRA, Bob Stallman and Weldon Wynn. Yesterday, Bob was re-elected chairman of USFRA. Bob is a rice and cattle producer from Columbus, Texas, and also serves as the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Elected as the vice chairman was Weldon Wynn. Weldon also serves as vice chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board and is a U.S. Meat Export Federation board member. He owns Wynn Beefmaster Farms and the Wynn Rice and Soybean Farm in Star City, Arkansas. I'm now going to ask Bob Stallman to give a brief recap of yesterday's USFRA board meeting and Food Dialogues events.
Well, thank you, Chuck, and thank you to all of you for joining us this morning. As Chuck noted, we have had a couple of pretty eventful days. Yesterday, the USFRA board held its annual elections and discussed some additional opportunities for the Alliance to move forward. We also held our third Food Dialogues event here in New York. The event covered three important topics that our research has indicated consumers are concerned about: antibiotics, biotechnology, and how media and advertising impact consumers' food decisions. The panels were moderated by CNN business editor Ali Velshi. The first of the panels covered media marketing and healthy choices. Those panelists included Richard Ball, who's a New York vegetable farmer, Debbie Beauvais, New York School Nutrition President and Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics spokesperson, Blake Hurst, Missouri farmer and president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, Tracy McMillan, author of The American Way of Eating, Craig McNamara, California organic farmer, Carolyn O'Neill from WebMD, and Kat Kinsman, managing editor of CNN Eatography. McMillan went undercover as a food worker in different low-income roles within the food system. She discussed living on $3 to $8 an hour. She reminded the audience that you have to keep the real working class in mind in this discussion. Kinsman described her experience in sharing farmer stories through the CNN blog Eatography. She learned of a farmer named Ryan Goodman through a blog comment and found his blog showing day-to-day life on the farm, and she asked him to write a piece for Eatography. Overall, the panelists agreed that Americans are disconnected from how food is produced and really from cooking from scratch. The second panel on antibiotics included a lively discussion, including Keith Ayub, pediatric nutritionist from the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, Barb Dieterman, an Iowa pork producer, Dr. Christine Wong, American Veterinary Medical Association Assistant Director of the Division of Scientific Activities, Dr. Karen Jordan, a North Carolina dairy farmer and veterinarian, and Consumers Union Director of Food Policy Initiatives, Jean Halloran. Halloran stated that her organization is dedicated to removing antibiotics from livestock use, except for disease treatments, and she recommends a program where at least half the supermarkets in the United States sell meat at a discount when the animal has been treated with antibiotics as part of a Meat Without Drugs campaign. She said that 80% of the antibiotics used in this country are used for animals and primarily for growth promotion and disease prevention. Dr. Karen Jordan said her greatest concern, if all antibiotics were banned, would be animal welfare, which would reduce her ability to prevent illness amongst her cows. There was a discussion on the panel about the cost of food with and without antibiotics. Consumers Union contends that the cost difference isn't that great, as little as 10% to have food without the antibiotics. The final panel for the day discussed biotechnology and agriculture. The panelists included Dr. Bob Goldberg, plant molecular biologist at UCLA, Dr. Julie Howard, chief scientist at USAID, Gregory Jaffe, director of biotechnology from the Center for the Science and the Public Interest, Fred Kirschenman, Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University, Cheryl Rogowski, a New York organic farmer, and Jerry Slocum, a Mississippi soybean farmer. The discussion ranged widely from organic farmer Cheryl Rogowski, who shared how her customers come to her because they want to know the farmer who grows their food and because they want assurance of an organic food supply, to molecular biologist Bob Goldberg, who maintains our food supply has never been safer because of biotechnology. Another major USFRA program we have been implementing the past 6 months is the Faces of Farming and Ranching. More than 120 farmers and ranchers applied to be the Faces of Farming and Ranching, and Weldon will discuss this program more in a moment. Just ahead of the food dialogues, USFRA released its second annual Consumer and Farmer Rancher Survey results. The results show that 54% of New Yorkers believe that being knowledgeable about food is a social status symbol. The survey, released in conjunction with the Food Dialogues New York, found that New Yorkers in general were less informed about how food is grown and raised, but if they could prioritize it, they would be more passionate about learning about food than consumers across the country. When asked what type of information they want to learn more about, New Yorkers said the use of inputs for crops such as pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, 37% said that, and the use of antibiotics in farm animals, 31% said that. In addition, the survey found that New Yorkers are less likely than Americans overall to say that food production is heading in the right direction, 44% versus 53%. Since 2011, we have trained more than 4,000 farmers and ranchers through our Conversation with Ease program that is based on USFRA's extensive consumer influencer messaging research. EASE is an acronym which stands for Engage, Acknowledge Concerns, Share Your Story, to earn trust. The focus of this training is the approach to dialogue and storytelling, recognizing consumer concerns and genuinely answering their questions. We plan to expand our training this coming year to ensure that more farmers and ranchers are armed with the knowledge to help represent our industry. Now, I will ask our new vice chairman, Weldon Wynn, to announce the Faces of Farming finalists and discuss the process for narrowing down the winners.
Thank you, Bob. As he stated, USFRA has narrowed down the finalists for the Faces of Farming and Ranching program. The nine finalists include Chris Chen, a pork farmer from Missouri; Will Gilmer, a dairyman from Alabama; Daphne Holterman, dairy, Wisconsin; Brenda Kirsch, dairy from Oregon; Tim Nilsson, a turkey grower from California; Eric McClam, a fruit and vegetable farmer from South Carolina; Katie Pratt, a corn and soybean farmer from North Carolina; from Illinois, Bo Stone, a corn and wheat and soybean farmer from South Carolina; Janice Wolfinger, beef and grain farmer from Ohio. These exceptional farmers and ranchers can bring a personal connection to farming and ranching to the consumers, mainstream media, and influencers to develop a relationship and learn more about how food gets from the farm or ranch to consumers' plates. People can visit us on www.fooddialogues.com through December 15th to learn more about each of these nine finalists and the work they do. Consumers, farmers, and ranchers are asked to vote for whom they believe best represents those across the country who work to bring food to the table. The number of votes each received will be factored into a decision to determine the Faces of Farming and Ranching winners. In addition to public vote, a panel of judges will interview and evaluate the finalists to help determine the winners of the Faces of Farming and Ranching. Winners will be announced in January 2013. Stay tuned for more information about this program, and I will now turn it back to Chuck Zimmerman to take your questions.
All right, now it's your turn to ask questions that you've got, that you may have. Bob Stallman, I will say, is available here for a few minutes, but he's going to need to leave here shortly to catch a train. Weldon will remain available for further questions at that time. So please, if you would, mute your phone when you're not asking a question, and also please remember to state both your name and the media outlet that you represent when asking a question. So now, who has the first question? Don't be shy. I know we have callers out there, so.
I just think they haven't had enough coffee yet this morning, Chuck.
Well, I can take a moderator's prerogative here and go ahead and pose a question. I know, Bob, that USFRA and the campaigns that it's running have a very large social media component, using Facebook and Twitter and all those various tools that we have today. And really, in the last year, we've seen a big growth in the number of people who are participating in that. So I guess that's one of the signs of that we're making an impact with this campaign.
Well, absolutely, Chuck, I think so. We knew going into this that the conversation in society is changing, and where that conversation is occurring is changing, and it's happening in the social media world. So we thought it was very important to be in that so-called, well, some people call it pop culture, some people call it social media, but that space is a place where we hadn't been strongly enough as farmers and ranchers, and so we needed to be in there. Our Facebook page has been hugely successful. The number of people accessing it and being involved and liking it is increasing very rapidly. In fact, when you rank us with other interest groups, if you will, that have Facebook pages, we are doing pretty well. We're doing real well, actually, and climbing. And so I view that as a positive. Got a lot of work to do in a lot of other arenas, and we have a lot of other programs, but I view that as a real positive.
All right. So for those who are dialed in, feel free to go ahead and pose your question. We will hear it here, and we've got a few more minutes with Bob before he has to take off in particular.
Chuck Dimmerman?
Hello.
Dale Cunningham.
Welcome.
Yes. My question is for Bob. I got in a little bit late because of a radio program, but how many entries did you actually receive?
I think it was right at 120. We were very pleased, and it wasn't just 120 people sending their name in. They had to do some work and apply, and they were really quality people. The judges are going to have a hard time narrowing it down.
And how long will folks have time to vote through the website?
30 days. 30 days, Weldon? Weldon was doing that.
I think that's right, 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah, till December 15th.
You have a very interesting mix of farmers and ranchers in your finalists. Was that by design to try to make sure that you got beef and dairy and wheat and corn and soybeans and hogs? Was that kind of one of your goals because of the... Actually, the basis of farming and ranching touches all portions of the industry. Was that one of your focus goals?
Well, our first goal is to get the very best qualified individuals out there that could represent and be the faces of farming and ranching for 2013 and you know, really go out and do a lot of work. But, yes, we are certainly interested in maintaining diversity. This is an effort that represents basically all of American agriculture, and it's not so much from our standpoint that it needs to be a diverse group, but from the standpoint of consumers and the questions they're asking, they span across all commodities. And so we think it is very important to have those farmers involved and engaged that can directly answer those questions with consumers in the context of their own personal operations.
Well, my thanks to the USFRA. You all have been doing a fantastic job of explaining the field to the plate and the faces of farming and ranching. I think is a very excellent way of being able to highlight farmers and ranchers. You all have just been doing a great job. And Chuck, thanks for being moderator today. And appreciate it being this time of the day instead of right during my noon hour.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your participation.
Yes, sir, Chuck. Thank you, guys.
Next question. Who's got a question for our panel here? If you would just go ahead and state name and who you're affiliated with, and we'd be happy to take the next question. Well, somebody's got to have a question out there.
I tell you what, Chuck, you know, while we're waiting on a question, You know, you hear the stories about New York City, and, you know, I'm a country boy from Texas, and, you know, we have a few sayings about picante sauce down in Texas related to New York City. but it is a different environment, and when you talk to the individuals from this area, and this is the challenge we face as USFRA, is trying to make the connection with consumers, and frankly, a lot of this social conversation about food is centered on the East Coast and the West Coast. And so even though this may be a little foreign to a Texas country boy, mm-hmm. it's very important that we're engaged in these markets like we did with the New York food the food dialogues here in New York. And, you know, we need to continue that effort.
Yeah, I will echo that working with board members and other of the committee members who are here, many for the first time coming to New York City in particular, but I do think that shows how USFRA is willing to sort of dive into an area that may not be, some may not all be comfortable with that different environment. But as we saw in the Food Dialogues event yesterday, we had some real diversity, not only on some of the panels, but also some of the questions asked. But it was a very civil conversation. I was impressed by the fact that we at least can all discuss this, and now some of these consumers and consumer group leaders are seeing that we're willing to reach across the table and have a conversation. So, it was, from my perspective as covering this event myself, not only extremely well done technically, which I'm always impressed with, but just the interaction that we had. So do we have any other questions from the callers into our press conference? We do have Bob needs to get on the road here shortly, but this is your chance to ask questions of the reelected chairman and the new vice chairman for the USFRA.
Chuck, it's Megan Grubner with Brownfield.
Hello, Megan.
Good morning. I guess my question would be, do you know yet the reach of the food dialogues from yesterday, and how has it maybe a tracking of how it's grown as they've continued?
I don't have the stat. Maybe this is Bob Stallman. I don't have the stats right in front of me. We were collecting those yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure those are going to be available in the not-too-far-distant future here. I know we were trending high on Twitter. Now, you know, I'm a country boy, and maybe I don't tweet like I ought to, but I know that that's a good thing, and I know that we had a lot of online interest. I can't give you the numbers. I don't have that, but the fact is that platform, if you will, that we're using where we web stream that content, it's not just the event itself. It's the continuing access that is available to those who want to look at it.
And you can, for those who maybe could not dial in yesterday, essentially, to the live stream, I don't know the exact point, but sometime probably today, you can go to fooddialogues.com, and you will be able to actually watch the recorded version of the live event. And I can tell you that, you can, if you're out there, you can record audio from that. We may have another option for making that available, but there was some excellent discussion and comments in each of those sessions, which were all on a different topic, very, very important right now to this whole discussion. Thank you, Megan. Any other questions we have out there right now, please go ahead and state your name and ask away. I think it's...
Sorry, if I may, this is Gil Cunningham once again from Wexy Classics.
Thanks, Gil.
I guess my question for Bob and the rest of the panel is that I was not able to stream yesterday. However, what did the really group come down to be what they felt like the toughest question that's facing the ranchers and farmers today? Was it antibiotics? Was it the GMOs? Or was it just the fact that we do need to inform consumers about how we grow the food?
Well, we were very focused in the event yesterday with the way we structured the panels, and the two panels specifically were, one was focused on antibiotic use in animals, and the other one was focused on biotechnology. I would suggest that maybe the one on biotechnology was a little, I don't know how to describe it, a little broader based, because that kind of encapsulated a whole bunch of the food system, the structure of the food system, and a few other things. The antibiotic one was pretty much specific to the use of antibiotics in animals, what that means for consumers, and there was a very clear difference of opinion about, you know, was it, quote, maybe unhealthy or not. In fact, I think the discussion pretty well laid out the differences of opinion that exist, which was the goal. You know, and we have a number of other issues that we've identified through our consumer research that consumers are concerned about. When it gets down to that personal interaction, though, what we've noticed, and this is anecdotal probably, is that when these consumers have these questions and have the opportunity to pose them directly to farmers and ranchers, you generally get into to a discussion, just a general discussion of, you know, this is how I do things on my farm or ranch. And so it's much broader based.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Gail. Any other questions we have out there, feel free to ask away. I will go ahead and pose one here. You know, besides the Food Dialogues event, we had the annual meeting of the USFRA here, conducting the business that needs to be done. Bob or Weldon, any comment you can make in terms of where do we go from here? What's the next step for USFRA in terms of what you're planning to do? Maybe anything you can share with us on that.
Well, and I'll let Weldon add on here too. What I am very impressed about with this effort, because it's so broad-based, we have so many affiliates, and it does reach across all of American agriculture, this effort is one where, you know, everybody sort of chips in and works, which is different than a lot of efforts I've been involved in. And so there is a lot of dedication from the leaders of this organization. We are in a stage where we're ramping up and growing. We had a little discussion about, you know, how do we get to level two, if you will, in terms of our growth and how we operate and how to be even more effective than we have been. So those were general discussions, but I will tell you, I thought the board of directors were very pleased overall with both the event we had but also in general with where we are, given the short time that we've actually been running programs. And Weldon, you may want to add on to that.
Bob, it's just, I'll just kind of echo what you've just said. We are growing. It's when you've got somewhere close to 80 affiliates, we're touching a lot of people across this nation, a lot of people. Our next step is going to be just to see exactly what we can do with what we've got going now. I feel like personally that this is one of the organizations that's going to change the way that we make contact with all consumers. It's going to make such a drastic change before it's over across our nation, and we're going to see great results from what happened here yesterday.
Any other questions from those who are dialed in? And I'll take one more stab, because I was actually at the meetings. It's always important to evaluate how you're doing, and I know that you had a report that I thought was very comprehensive, taking a look at all of the things that USFRA is doing. How did any comments about the evaluation that's being done, the level of that, kind of for the benefit, I guess, of those who are investing in the program?
Well, as I kind of referenced earlier, we made a decision early on that we were going to be sure to measure what we did. We didn't want to just be putting out programs and making a big effort without having clear objectives and metrics, and then measure those and then evaluate where we are. And we had the first evaluation. It's still in draft form. We haven't completed it, but the overall summary was really good. We have some questions about, going forward, should we maintain the sort of narrow focus we've had, or should we try to broaden it? There's been the metrics clearly show that we are making a difference, in particularly when you contrast us with other interest groups that are out there. And so all in all, I think it was positive. It highlighted highlighted the importance of retaining our affiliates and increasing the number. Even though we have a large number, it's always important to be growing. And so I think the board will be taking a look at that in the details when we get the final report.
Okay, we're getting near time for Bob to take off here. Any question that might especially be directed to Bob, now's your time. And I'll, I can
get... Chuck Zimmerman, this is Jeff Cunningham once again. I hate to take so much time. But
that's okay.
Bob, my question is from your organization, the Farm Bureau, how does the Farm Bureau in general view the Farm and Ranchers Alliance? I know that you welcome it. I know a lot of the members welcome it. But do they somewhat team together with the policy and some of the food dialogues? Do they kind of hone in on that and support it to the most as one of your affiliates?
I'm not quite sure I grasp that, but let me take a shot at it. Our number one, our board is extremely supportive, and this is because we know that the issue of consumer trust has been out there for a long time. We tried to address it individually as an organization, and, you know, while we did good things, I'm not sure we really moved the needle that much. And so the board understood that we had to have a much broader effort, which is what the USFRA is. And so they're very supportive. And then we have, and I don't know the exact number, roughly 22 of our state farm bureaus that are affiliates, which means each of their boards have said that, you know, AFBF involvement is we support. But we also are going to support based on our state farm bureaus and contribute and become an affiliate. And I thought that that was very positive. In addition, I know that our states are using this information that's being developed, the messaging and being engaged in the programs. And so that broadens the reach of USFRA. And many of the other commodity groups are the same way where they have state affiliates.
All right. Thank you very much, Gail. Any other questions here? Just maybe we could have a comment in terms of, I mentioned the website fooddialogues.com, the fact that you can watch the food dialogues if you missed the live stream, but there are quite a few other resources there. I think it's a documentary, food sources. Any comment just on the other things that we have available to whether you're media or consumers to on fooddialogues.com, the website, Weldon?
We've got quite a bit that's going on with the news media and our fooddialogues.com. And let me go on and reiterate that again here if I can find exactly. We can go back to www.fooddialogues.com, and you can find out just about anything you want to about this particular organization. We've got a lot of information out there. We want to make sure that the public, the general public, understands what we're doing. We want you to know what's going on, and this is the way that we're getting the message out, not only through printed media, but with our website. So with that said, if you need anything done, we'll let us know.
All right. Questions. We are still open for questions here. Bob has had to leave to take off to catch a train to get back home, but Weldon is still here to answer questions if you got them. So I think at this point we appreciate those who have participated in our conference today, who've dialed in. And with that last response that we have here, I think it would be good to go ahead and conclude this morning's USFRA media briefing. So if you need additional information or would like to schedule a follow-up call, for example, please contact Lisa Cassidy. I'll give her a phone number here, which is 314-749-5408. That's 314-749-5408. Or you can email Lisa at cassidy@usfraonline.org, and that's cassady@usfraonline.org. So I want to thank you for your participation this morning, and have a great day.